So we have tickets. We've been giving them away all week for Justin Bieber's show at the Yum Center on August 12th. It's a little game we like to call Believe It or Not. I think it's kind of great that we could potentially have a redemption story on the phone. Tried yesterday, didn't do it.
Fell a little short.
Fell a little shy.
She believed my lies.
Believed Kelly's lie.
Oh, no.
Is this Catherine?
It is.
Okay, Catherine, it's almost redemption time for you.
Oh, God, I hope it is.
So you got back through. It is Believe It or Not, and Kelly is going to read a statement. I am going to read a statement, and then there's going to be a statement read about Justin Bieber. One of them is true.
Okay, so let me just tell you something. Yesterday, I didn't get a lot of sleep. I was tired. I hadn't pooped that day, and so I was kind of off. Today, got a good night of sleep. Pooped. I'm ready to go.
Oh my God. You know what, Catherine? That really is the start of a perfect day. I get it.
That is a secret.
Bowel movement in the morning, your day is just ruined.
You are so right.
Oh my God.
You are so right. God, Catherine, I love you so much.
So, Catherine.
I love it.
All right. So, Kelly, do you have, do you want to get started?
Okay.
All right.
Yes.
So, Kelly's going to read a statement. And then, again, you've got to pick out which one is true. There are going to be two lies and one truth.
Okay.
Okay, brushed up on my Ben, Kelly, and Bieber knowledge, so I think I'm ready to go.
All right, Catherine, here we go.
Okay, keep in mind I was lying yesterday.
I know. You're a jerk. It's fine.
Here's my story.
Okay.
I almost went on a date with Matthew McConaughey in college.
All right. I own an item of clothing from Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
And here's our Justin Bieber fun fact. Justin Bieber once sold a sculpture he made with his own hands of clay of Mount Rushmore for $25,000.
Oh.
Believe it or not, Catherine, who is telling the truth?
Okay, I feel like Ben is not stylish enough to wear something that belongs to Justin Timberlake.
I love the logic that she goes through with this.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Yeah, right. Keep going.
All right.
What's your thought process? Share it.
Okay, so you almost went on a date with Matthew McConaughey.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's believable because you're a babe. You're a babe, Kelly.
All right.
Bieber, I just don't. I don't think Justin sculpted a Mount Rushmore, really. Mm-mm. But you know what,
Catherine? What's your answer?
Kelly? Yeah,
it might be redemption time for you too, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Kelly's is true, and it better be true, or this whole year is just ruined.
Okay. So, is that your final answer?
I think it's my final answer.
All right.
Catherine, you're right. You win.
I love everything about it.
So, Kelly, I've heard the story before, but
yes.
You may not have heard the story of how close Kelly came to actually dating Matthew McConaughey.
So here's the story. Back in college, my friend Amanda, her parents went to church with Matthew's parents in Texas. And she's like, oh, I got this great guy. You need to meet. His name's Matt. He's going to be an actor. And why don't you come home with me to Texas and I'll introduce you. And then literally the next week, a big thing came out in USA Today. Like, you know, hot new actor Matthew McConaughey starring in A Time to Kill. And he was dating Ashley Judd.
Oh, my God.
Right? I was almost in there.
But more importantly, Catherine, you win tickets to Justin Bieber.
Catherine, you're my favorite.
I was going to say,
I'm a favorite.
I'm happy for you. Redemption is yours.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, it's so great.
Win, no matter what.
Congratulations, Catherine. Amanda Texan is like, just give her the dang Bieber tickets for being brave enough to talk about her morning poo on the radio. Keeping yourself regular.
Yes.
Keeping yourself regular. There you are.
Hell.
On 99.7 DJX.